isn't over. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News. The chill and the snow continue in western New York off Lake Erie, like in the city of Buffalo, where power remains out for 12,000 customers and a number of people are dead due to cold.
A lot less snow falling, but there is a lot of snow here. Several feet fell with this storm, with some drifts climbing as high as 6-7 feet tall.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Hamburg, New York. The cold extends far south to places where it normally doesn't freeze for long. Tashana Bauman's pipes burst in her Atlanta home.
It was flooded in here all the way up into the baseboard. So we swept out as much water as we can. It's still a little standing water.
The freeze is still ruining travel plans as some airports are on a ground stop and travelers are stranded in terminals. South Korea's military is now on heightened alert after North Korean drones intruded their airspace, and South Korea scrambled its fighter jets and fired warning shots. One of the North's drones got as far as northern Seoul. Internal communications from Twitter, now made public, purport to show a working relationship between the social media giant's previous leadership and several government agencies, namely the FBI, but also possibly the CIA. It is not sitting well with congressional Republicans, who say the relationship led to censorship.
We first thought that maybe this was one or two FBI employees who went rogue, who were trying to inflict their political will upon the social media companies. But what we've learned now is there's a government agency of at least 80 people. I call it the FBI's own Ministry of Propaganda.
Republican James Comer of Kentucky. Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, engaged a handful of reporters to review the company's records. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Texas Department of Public Safety officials say human smuggling suspects fired at DPS agents on Saturday following a high-speed chase in the Rio Grande Valley. Lieutenant Christopher Olivares.
The trooper chased down the driver, or attempted to chase down the driver, as numerous people, you know, bailed out of the vehicle and ran towards the ranch. The trooper heard several gunshots from the brush area, and because of that, we're able to set up a perimeter with multiple agencies, county, sheriff's departments, border patrol. We had our helicopters tracking canines.
Olivares says they recovered the weapons in the area, but the suspects evaded arrest and are still on the run. There were over 16,000 migrant encounters along the southern border this weekend. Food banks are becoming more common in wealthy countries, but in the UK, with heating bills soaring, some are turning to so-called warm banks.
In her warmest sweater and coat, mother of two, Mary Obamesi, steps carefully along the icy street. She can't afford to heat her home, so she's off to the library.
It's really hard to see them like, oh, mommy, I'm cold. So turn it on for 30 minutes, then turn it off. But it's not be easy.
Her $1,800 a month salary is stretched to the limit, with inflation at its highest in decades. Library manager and warm bank host Amy Jackson.
It's such a shame that warm banks actually have to exist, and we just have to be there to support everyone affected by it.
The British government is giving every household the equivalent of $485 to help with bills. It blames Russia's war in Ukraine for the rising cost of warmth. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Rescuers found the body of a 28-year-old overdue hiker near New Hampshire's Mount Lincoln. His family had reported him missing. He left at 11 a.m. Saturday, and his family had been tracking him remotely, but officials say he was inexperienced. I'm Evan Brown, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.